Kof Vov Ador, Tuesday the 20th of March, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Zahn, Hashavas Aveda.
As Hashem, I'd like to discuss an interesting shaila in Hashavas Aveda. Why Hashavas Aveda? Because this man we learnt Yevamos in Yeshiva, and says could come an Araya from Matosha Sarosh in Yevamos to the following shaila. So I thought we'd discuss the shaila, a very fascinating shaila. The din is, everyone knows, in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, there's a halacha of Zakein ve'eino lefish vaydoi, which means that if you have a Talmud Chacham and he's walking in the street and he sees an Aveda, and it's something which, even if this would be his own, he wouldn't pick it up. It would be a bizarre Hatzairah for him. So even if it would be his own, he also wouldn't pick it up. He'd leave it there. So the din is that if it's somebody else's, even though Allah Yitin have got a Mechir of an Hatzairah of Lesucha Lesaleim and Hashavas Aveda, they're Mechir to go and take it and pick it up and find locate the owner. This Talmud Chacham Meikadin, even though it's got a name and address and a postcode and an email, he's got all the details, but nevertheless he's allowed to leave it there. Because Zakeim Eil Fichvoida. That's a clear din, the Ikadin. That's clear. The Shai is as follows. You have a Talmud Chacham, and he sees the Aveda there, and he's Potter. There's another Yid walking past on the other side of the road, and this other Yid, who's not a Talmud Chacham, and who therefore is obliged to take this, but this other Yid never noticed this Aveda. Is this Talmud Chacham obliged to notify that Yid, Rabbi Yid over there, can call him and say, Rabbi, there's an Aveda over here? And he knows, if you're only Yid as a Halachim person, if he'll notice it, he'll pick it up and return it. Is the Talmud Chacham Mechuyev, even though he himself is potter from returning, is he Mechuyev to notify somebody else who's passing by and to tell him that there's an Aveda and he should give it back? That's the Shaila. And Be'emus, even if there's no one passing by, you could take the Shaila further, and it's Mechuyev all one and the same Shaila. The Talmud Chacham sees the Aveda there, he's potter, is he Mechuyev to get on the phone and phone someone and say, look, there's something here which I can't be seen with such an object, so it's Zakeh V'Eilat Yichvoidei, would you mind to pass by and pick it up? What's the Shaila? That is the question. What the tzadim of the Shaila? Why should he be potter? Why should he be chayev? So the tzad to say that he's chayev is very straightforward, and that is as follows. The klal is, the Gemara says, the rule of thumb when it comes to deciding whether the Talmud Chacham is Mechuyev in Hashavas Aveda in this situation, or whether he's potter, is if this would be his own, if he would still leave it there, and he would be, you know, even if it means he's losing it, it wouldn't bother him. So if you wouldn't do it for yourself, then you're not Mechuyev to do it for you. That's the klal. Now, stell therefore a Talmud Chacham, he's lost something, he goes by in the street, he sees it there, he wouldn't pick it up, even if it's own. Oh, surely he would ask somebody else to pick it up for him. And Pasnish, it's Pasnish for him to be seen with such an object, schlepping such a chafetz through the street. So he wouldn't take it himself. Oh, but surely if there would be another Yid there, or if you could get hold of another Yid, surely I would call him up and say, to me, Atzaiva, I've dropped something, or I've lost something, I can't be seen in public with it, would you mind to come? He would do that. The first thread is, Puktazevi, you would do this for yourself, you would ask somebody else to take the Metziah and take it back to your house for yourself. Is Ebazari Mukhib to do it for you also? In Ameda, that would be the thread that the Talmud Chacham would be obliged to alert the passerby, maybe he even be mechuyev to go and call someone up and say, there's a mitzvah over here, I can't take it, please, there's a mitzvah here. That's the first tzad. What's the tzad to say that the Talmud Chacham is potter? So there's two possible svaras, and there's a big nafkamina between the two reasons why the Talmud Chacham maybe should be potter. The first is, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara Bava Tzia, from where do we know this halacha, that Zokein ve'ena lefi chavoidai, that he's potter from Hashamah Saveda. Potter from Hashamah Saveda in the case where it's ena lefi chavoidai. So the Gemara says, because Shaitan Pasuk, lo yisira es shoyachicha ve'his alamto. The Torah says the word ve'his alamto. Is along comes Chazal, and they say ve'his alamto means you're allowed to ignore. It's pom im sha'at omis alim. Sometimes you're allowed to ignore. Now, if you say that the Talmud Chacham is taka not mechuyav to pick up the aveda himself, but he's mechuyav to take his phone out and call someone to take it, that's not ignoring. So he's not allowed to ignore it. The Torah says, "Misalamto pomin sha'ato misale." Since you can't take it, you're allowed to ignore. Ignore means ignore, nothing at all. If you tell me that you are mechuyav to go and call the other person, or to phone someone, or to try and find somebody to take it, why is that called misale? That's not ignoring. You're not at all ignoring. Elamai, there seems to be in this gzeiras hakosuv. Pa'amim she'atom misalem, a Talmud Chacham is exempt, totally exempt from Azamin Aveda. He doesn't have to do it, see to himself, and he's not obliged to arrange to be ma'aragin that someone else should do it. That's one possible reason why the Talmud Chacham should be potter. The second logic, the second svara, why the Talmud Chacham maybe would be potter, is because the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is Hashavas Aveda. A yid is mechuyev to pick up an Aveda and return it to its owner. If you can only do half the job, I can't pick up the Aveda myself. All I can do is, I can arrange that someone else. That's not, the Torah was not mechayev. Hashavas Aveda is, I am mechuyev. The mitzvah is, I am obliged to go and do the Hashavah. If I am not obliged to do the Hashavah, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to go ahead and organize the Hashavah. Hashav to Shilem, you're mechuyev. You can't finish, so you're potter. Is a bazaar here in a Hanama, he could organize that someone else would give it back. But as they write, so far, the Torah maybe didn't oblige a person to go and arrange for it to be given back. You mechuyev yourself. So we've got two reasons to suggest why a Talmud Chacham might be potter. First of all, v'his alamto, zeres hakosuv, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to ignore. Second svara, because the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is, if you can give it back, then you're mechuyev to go and see to it. If all you can do is to arrange that it should be, the Torah didn't oblige such a gesh. What's an afkamina? Possibly an afkamina. Could easily happen. Let's say you are in a block of flats, third, fourth floor up, you're looking out the window, and you see a yid walking in the street, he pulls out his handkerchief, and as he pulls it out, his wallet falls on the floor. And this yid didn't notice. He's running along. There's no way you can bang on the window, you can call, you won't be able to alert the person who lost this wallet that he's lost it. Because he's already running along, he's gone back. But there's another, I mean, if you run down, by the time you run down, the street is full of goyim, it won't be there in a minute. There's another yid walking slowly behind. If you would bang on the window and call out, you could alert this yid who's following, pick up the wallet, that fellow over there, he lost it, you can catch him up, give it back to him. Are you mechuyev, meikadin, to do such a thing? Could easily happen. Or you mechuyev too, you can't. If you could alert the person who actually lost the wallet, Avada, Shavas Aveda, that's mamash Shavas Aveda. But to him, he's running ahead, you missed it. You have time to alert someone else who's passing by. You yourself can't do it because, again, by the time you get downstairs, it will be stolen already. But you could knock on the window and call out, and are you mechuyev to do it? Because it'll be totally on these things, not him. If you say the reason why the Talmud Chacham is potter is because there's a gzeiras hakosuv of v'hisalamto pomim she'ato misalem, you're allowed to ignore, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to ignore. That's a private halacha by a zochei v'einu l'fi chavodoi, he is allowed to ignore. This fellow is looking out of the window. He's not a Talmud Chacham. He's a regular Yid. So he doesn't have this exemption. He has got to do as much as he can do. So Ibazoi, he will be mechuyev meikadin to go, if he can, and alert someone to go and pick up that wallet and return it to his owner. You don't have this exemption of the Hisananta. Ma'ashein came. If you say the second swara, if you say the swara is, the Torah was mechayev if you, that you have to go and give back to Aveda. There's no swara, there's no chiyuv in the Torah that you have to organize that the Aveda is given back. If you can do it, matov v'manoim. If you yourself can't do it, then it's not mechayev. It was like, he also, I can't give back this Aveda. By the time I get down there, it won't be there anymore. All I can do is to be ma'argan, I can organize, I can arrange. Say not mechayev. Me'ikadim, right, Medoch. Not lefnim meshuras. Hadira, me'ikadim, me'nechish mechayev. So it'll be a nafkamina between these two swaras. Another nafkamina. You all know, Lord of the Din, a kohen who sees an aveda in the Beis HaKavaris. So we know the din is the Gemara Bamatzia, ein asei doicha loisa asei vasei. A kohen to go into a Beis HaKavaris is over a loisa asei vasei. So even our Shavuos Aveda is a mitzvah sasei, ein asei doicha loisa asei vasei. Same shayla. Is the kohen l'chuyev to tell someone, look, there's an Aveda there in the Beis HaKavaris. I can't do it. Oh, well, you can. Yenayi didn't know about it. Is the Kohen mechuyev to alert this Yid and tell him that there's an Aveda in the Beis HaKavaris? So it'll be again the same Mechkemina. If you say that the Pshat, the reason why Talmud Chacham is potter is because he has a special exemption, the Hisanam Tor, you are allowed to ignore. This person, this Kohen, he's not exempt. He's not allowed to ignore. It just happens to be that his mitzvah asay doesn't have the power to be doicha the loisa asay v'asay of entering the Beis HaKavaris. You're not exempt. As much as you can do, you're mechuyev to do. You don't have the exemption, you don't have the ptur of the hisalamta. So then the Kohen would be absolutely l'chayra obliged to notify someone and tell him there's an aveda in the Beis HaKavaris. Would you please go and pick it up and give it back? Ma'ashenkin, if you say the second svar, that the reason why in our shayla the Talmud Chacham is potter because the Torah said if you can give it back you're mechayev. If all you can do is arrange that it should be given back, asayvay the Torah wasn't mechayev. So then he also. The Torah Maisa, I, the Kohen, I can't actually go there and pick up the Aveda because Ein Asidaycha Lo Yosei Vasei. All I can do is arrange that it should get back. The Torah wasn't Mechayev. So those are the two of the Nafkaminas between the Shai. So this is the question. A Talmud Chacham, who himself is Potter, is he Mechayev to notify somebody else to pick up the Aveda or not? So I saw there's a Sefer, Mishpat Aveda, from Ramakha Gross. So he brings in the name of Ramesh Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, that Ramesh of Gepaskin, that you are Mechuyev. Ramesh of Gepaskin, who seems to have written a sefer called Kutras HaAveda, and Ramesh of Gepaskin, that the Talmud Chacham in such a case is Mechuyev. And he quotes this Mishpat HaAveda, he quotes from the sefer, from the Haflah. The Haflah wrote a sefer, Ponim Yafos Al HaTorah, and in the Ponim Yafos, in Parshas Kiseitse, the Haflah takes on that the Talmud Chacham is Mechuyev. And he learns it Pshat in the Pasuk. It's a to Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Kiseitse, the Pasuk where Shavuos Aveda, Lois Be'erich, the Pasuk says, Lois Sira Eshoir Achicha Oyesein Nidochin, V'Nisalan. Chomer Chazal learned, Pomim Sh'atom Masale. So the Haflah asks, Chazal the Emes are taking a posuk which is saying one thing, and Chazal and Mamish making a U-turn, and they're translating the posuk in exactly the opposite of what the posuk is actually saying. The translation of the posuk is there's a loy at the beginning, and the loy is going all the hemshah. Loy sira shor achicha ve'esoy nedochi ve'isalamto. So the loy is going on the visalamto. So you should not be misalim. Along come Chazal, and they make a comma. Lo yisira eshoir achicha v'sinadocha maderech, comma, v'isalamcha. It's like a chassidish of pshatl. So, aber so steht in der Heiligen Chazal, so steht in der Gemara. So, Zokta Panayofes, was du schaffst? How do you reconcile the way Chazal dashed in the Pasuk and the way it's written? Zokta Panayofes, I'll tell you, Pshat. You can reconcile. The Pasuk means, even for a Talmud Chacham, don't ignore, get somebody else to give it back. In a halacha, you can translate the pasuk about Chazal or dashing and saying "Pomim shatam esalim," but you can even in Benegia Tamil Chacham, even when it speaks about Tamil Chacham, you can translate the pasuk in the way that that the pasuk is meant to be translated. Like you putting the lie on the vehisalamta. Lie sira shoya chicha is saying the donkey vehisalamta. Don't ignore. Masking your pasuk, you don't have to pick it up, but you should see to it that somebody else gives it back. So obviously the hafla, the ponim yafo, is taking on for a pashtus, that in such a case, like our first said, that the Talmud Chacham is obliged to make sure that it was given, that to see to it, if someone is passing by, he's got to make sure that he's got to call him, and even if there's no one passing by, he has to do his best to notify and to alert someone to make sure that the meal is given back. That's a raya for the hafla. However, the Mishpat HaAveda brings a raya from a ritva in Shavuos, in Masechta Shavuos, Nishtazek. From the ritva, it would appear, from the following ritva, that the ritva held that the Talmud Chacham is potter. The ritva asks the following shayla, is speaking about the following shayla, and he brings a raya from a Gemara in Shavuos, and from the words of the ritva, as we'll see, Be'ezras Hashem, we see a raya. Chazal tell us, Zokin ve'ena lefi chvoidai is potter from Hashavas Aveda, if he wouldn't do it for himself. The example which Chazal give is a Talmud Chacham. Zokin meaning the Zokin zeh shekon chacham. Kneder is for, what happens if this fellow is not a Talmud Chacham, but for other reasons, either due to his financial status or some other reason, he would not pick this up from himself. So he's not a Talmud Chacham. The reason why he wouldn't take it for himself, if it would be his own, is not because he's a Talmud Chacham. Not under time, another reason that he can't be seen in public with this item. Would that also exempt him from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Is it dafka a Talmud Chacham, a zokein zeh shekon chachma? Or is it like the Gemara says, if you wouldn't do it, whoever you are, and for whatever the reason, if you wouldn't do it for yourself, then you're not mechuyev to do it for Yana. Whatever reason that you wouldn't do it for yourself, nishka dafka mina. Or is it dafka Talmud Chacham? I say clear the ritva. So the ritva says, "Ichabaraya from a Gemara in Shavuos in Daf Lamed Amud Beis." The Gemara says, "Interesting din. Hai tsurba merabonam. A Talmud Chacham tsurba merabonam means a Talmud Chacham. The yada b'sadusa. Let's say you've got two people involved in a din Torah." And one of them knows that Talmud Chacham, he could testify on my behalf. And the halacha is, of course, if someone asks you to come to Beis Din and give edus on your behalf, and you take a know the edus, you're obliged to go. So you got this Talmud Chacham, a Tzorah Merabaram, who knows edus who could testify on behalf of one of the sides in the Din Torah. So the Gemara, but the problem is, Vezila Bey Milsa, Lemeza Lebedina Duzutamine. The Dayanim on the Beis Din are not second to none, are Shvacha Dayanim, and this Talmud Chacham is a Velz Talmud Chacham, and it's mamish bezyonus for this Talmud Chacham to go and give edus in front of these, Shvendriks, in front of these people who are not kicking it out, they have to be the Dayan. As the Gemara says, the din is loy lezel. It's a bizoyan hatayra, and you're not mechuyev to go. Even though animal, the din is, if you can testify to help someone, you should. But if the dayanim are well below his level and it's taka bizoyan for him to go, so you shouldn't go. So the Gemara, from where do we know this? From where do we know it's a mitzvah to help someone in the din Torah? From where do you know that you're potter? Zot the Gemara, the raya is af anon nami tanina. So the Gemara, from the din of Zokin, ve'ena lefich vaydoi, from the halacha, Hashavas Aveda, same rule. Here Nebuchadnezzar has lost a valuable item, so I'm chuyuv to help him, or b'chvilat Talmud Chacham, So I'm going to get bezyonos. Even though it means that you know that Yenna is going to lose his chifetz. It's not the Gemara in Bazai, who are din. Even though I know Abus on his behalf, and I could therefore help him in his case, but if it's bezyonos for me to go to this Beistin, Bazai I'm potter. Zochir Ritva. The example which the Gemara gives is Hai Tzurba Merabonon. The Gemara says it's a Talmud Chacham. The reason why he's not going to base it is because he's a Talmud Chacham and it's a Bezoyin HaTorah for him to give Eidus. Why does the Gemara pick Dafka Tzurba Merabonon, asks the Ritva? Anyone? If the rule is it's Bezoyinus for you to go to base him, so there can be other reasons why it's Bezoyinus. If he's a very chosuva person, labdavka tamuchoch, and the Gemara says, "Hi, tsurba me'rabonon." The Gemara Shteltsu brings a raya from the case of Hashavas Aveda. Zok the Ritva. So you see from this Gemara that the only person who's exempt from Hashavas Aveda because of the rule of zoking the eira l'tichvoidai is a tamuchoch. Anybody else, even though they might have taka bezyonos if they pick up this aveda, and they would taka wouldn't do it if it would be their own, they don't have the p'tur of his salamto. It's only someone who is a talukho. Zok the Ritva. So what do you do, taka? Here you are, a choshuva person, not a talukhochem. You're going in the street, and you see that somebody's dropped something, and it's mamish bezyonos for you to be seen carrying this object. Mamish bezyonos. You don't have a p'tur. There's a mitzvah sasei, so you have to do it. Get bezyonos. Zok l'itzvoy, have an eitzah for dear. I have an eitzah if you want to avoid bezyonos. You're mechuyev to do it, but have an eitzah. You know what? Call somebody else and make sure, watch over the aveda, make sure it doesn't get stolen in between. Call somebody else and arrange that he should give it back. So that's okay. As we stated in the ritual. So let's be mudai for the ritual. Says the mishpat, the sefer mishpat aveda. From the Ritva is Mashva, because this Stam Choshva person, who's not a Tam Chochem, because he's Mechuyev, Zok the Ritva to him, listen, Rabbi, you don't have an Eitzah, I'll give you two choices. Either you have Bezyonos, in the name of the Mitzvah, you suffer the Bezyonos of taking this thing through the street, and whatever people will say to do bad, or arrange for someone else. Vice versa, because you're mechuyev, therefore I can demand from you to arrange for somebody else to give it back. Otherwise, if you'd be potter, if this chashuva person would be potter, then he wouldn't be obliged. The result wouldn't come with eight as you're potter. It's only because you're mechuyev. So now this theory, you've got to go and see to this avid, you have no terrors. So either you give yourself the bezyonos in the name of the mitzvah, or akaponim, at the least, you arrange for someone else to give it back. Vice versa from the Ritva that there is that only because you're mechuyev in Hashavas Aveda, because there's no exemption. That's why I can demand from you that if you don't want to have the bezyonos yourself, you're mechuyev to go and ask someone else. Oh, but you'd see you would be potter, so you're potter, you're not mechuyev to ask. Azai is mashma, azai is Dr. Mishpat Aveda, mashma from the Ritva. So, is from the Tosis, from the following Tosis Arosh in Yevamos. Dafhir Mubeis, Lechayras Mufurish, tackle like this through Tor. Absolutely Mufurish, that the din is, Azokin Ve'inel Fichroida is completely potter. Doesn't have to ask, doesn't have to call for one of the two Sforas which we mentioned before. And that's as follows. The Gemara says in Yevamos, in Dafhir Mubeis, Yachael, so the Gemara, if a father tells his son, to go and be Mechal Shabbos on his behalf, Shchaitli, Basheli, Shechtli, a behema, or go and put the kettle on for me, Basheli, cook me something, Yochel, that the son is Mechiv to listen to the father because Kibbut Ovaim is Deicha Shabbos, that's the Habamina. Talmud Leimaz of the Gemara, famous Gemara, Ish, Imoi, V'Oviv Tiro, Ve'eshav Soysai Tishmeru, Ani Hashem, Kulchem Chayovim Bichvoidi. And so from here we learn that kibud of ha'ein is not doicha shabbos. And it suggests the cost of ani Hashem. In other words, from the passages of the Gemara, logically we should say that kibud of ha'ein is doicha shabbos. Ani Hashem exerts a cost of kibud of ha'ein is not doicha shabbos. Kumtz again, Taisus, was rectoides akasha. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, also equally famous Gemara, if a child, both parents ask a child to make them a drink. Abba oima hashkeni, ve'ima oimeres hashkeni. Father says, make me a cup of tea, and the mother says, also make me a cup of tea. So for whom do you have to make, who gets the priority? So everybody knows the Gemara, zot the Gemara, the father comes first, because ata, ve'imcha, chayavim, bichmoid, avicha. You and your mother are both mechuyev to honor your father, and therefore, since your mother also is obliged to serve your father, so the father gets priority. And that seems to be logical. Don't need a pasuk for that. The Gemara doesn't quote any pasuk. That seems to be logical. Since the mother herself is obliged, it's atah bar mincha chayavim bichmoid avicha. So Fred Jesus, if that's logic, so then, let's go back to our story, the Gemara. The father comes along and says to the son, on Shabbos, I could do with a cup of coffee, I forgot to put the urn on, maybe a cup of tea. From the Gemara it's clear, if you wouldn't have a gzeres hakosev of Ani Hashem, we would say, the mitzvah asei of kibud av is doicha Shabbos. And the son would be obliged to go and cook for the father. Fred Tosfos, why don't you apply the same logic? The father is mechuyev in Shmiras Shabbos. You, the son, you also mechuyev in Shabbos. Ata va'avicha chayavin b'Shmiras Shabbos. So what right does the father have? Put as if the mother doesn't have the right to insist that you make her the cup of tea first. Because she herself is mechuyev to make the cup of tea for the father. So also here, what right does the father have to insist that the son should make him a cup of tea on Shabbos, when he himself is not allowed to make a cup of tea on Shabbos? He's also mechuyev. We should apply the same logic. Why do we need a pasuk? As a fract, Tosfos comes to Tosfos Arash. There he vomits. And the Tosfos Arash gives the following terms. When do we say this klal, ato v'imcha? That's when there's one mitzvah which needs to be done. That means the father needs a cup of tea. In this one mitzvah, the mother is mechuyev, and the son is mechuyev. Zot the Gemara svara, beautiful svara, since in this very mitzvah, which the mother herself is mechuyev, she can't stop the son from doing this one mitzvah. Because this actual action of making the cup of tea for the father, you, your mother, son, you yourself are mechuyev in that very pula, in making a drink for your father. Is a bazaar. You can't stop the son. You can't say, do something else first. Because in that actual pula, you have a chiv. Ma'ashein came up with Tosfos Arash, where the father tells the son, go and put the kettle on. So the Tosfos Arash, there's two separate pula. There's no, what? That's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. That means the father's mechuyev in his Shmiras Shabbos, and the son is mechuyev in his Shmiras Shabbos. So now, the father is not this, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. But the father isn't obliged in the Shmiras Shabbos of his son, besides the mitzvah of chinuch. So there's not one mitzvah, which the father is himself mechuyev, and the son is being pushed, he's pushing away the son from doing that one mitzvah. The father's got his own chiyuv, and the son has his own chiyuv. In such a case, the father could say, "Maskim, I'm mechuyev in Shmiras Shabbos." That's not what you do with your chiyuv. We don't have the same chiyuv. You've got your chiyuv to keep Shabbos. I've got mine. It's not the same as the cup of tea, where there's one mitzvah to make the father a cup of tea, and the mother's mechuyev in that very mitzvah. So, but the mother can't stop the son from doing that very mitzvah. Mashiach came when it comes to Shabbos. The father's got his chiyuv in Shmiras Shabbos. The son has his chiyuv. I say, stop the Tosfos Arash. Frank the Tosfos, we're nearly finished. Frank the Tosfos Arash. Aye. The Gemara said you need a pasuk by Hashavas Aveda. If the father, there's an Aveda in the street, and the father says to the son, don't give the Aveda back, make me come and see instead. So the Gemara, it's only because Ani Hashem that we know that the son, there it's one mitzvah. There's a one Aveda in the street there. The father is mechuyev, the son is mechuyev. And only because Ani Hashem, we know that the father can't stop the son from doing Hashavas Aveda. But that's one mitzvah, that's like the cup of tea, making the cup of tea for the father. You've got one Aveda there. So people say, why do you need the pasuk of Ani Hashem? Ever the Tosfos Arash, The Gemara, you know when you need the pasuk of Ani Hashem? When the father is a zochin ve'enoi l'fichvoida. If the father is a zochin ve'enoi l'fichvoida, so he's potter. So now he tells the son, there's an aveda there, make me a cup of tea, don't give it back, make me a cup of tea instead. So zoch betoi saraj, that's a good habit minna. You can't say, ato, v'avicha, chayavin in Hashavas aveda, because the father is not mochayim in Hashavas aveda. It's a zochin ve'enoi l'fichvoida. Is Rabbi Yisai. If you say that the Zokin the Ein of Yichvodai, he doesn't have to give it back himself, but he's mechuyav to phone somebody. He's mechuyav to alert somebody. So Vazam the Tosa Sarosh, that in such a case, you can't say Ata, Va Vicha, Chayal in Hashem Saveda, he's potter, he's not potter at all. He's potter from picking it up himself. Or like the part of the other, it's an answer, you're not allowed to ignore. You've got to find somebody to give it back, you're mechuyav. Simply say, Vazam the Tosa Sarosh, passage the Smara. Ela might claw in the Tosfos Harash al Kaponim that he held that the Talmud Chacham in such a case is completely exempt. He could leave it there, and therefore that's why you can't say the Svara of Atal Vavicha Chayavin on Hashavas Aveda. What remains undecided is which of the two Svaras, which we mentioned before, is the correct Svara. Is it because of the Gzirasakosu Salamto, or is it because of the Svara you only mechuyev if you can do the whole thing? Not that that I don't have a sure.